It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
New rule on the vaping industry take effect today in Utah. Meanwhile, we're learning more about illegally spiked vape products that made dozens of people in Utah sick.
The vaping industry. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more on the spiked vapes and a criminal case in California. Mary?
Amanda, it was an e-cigarette company founded by Janelle Thompson to let people vape cannabis extract. They even landed in awards show gift bags in L.A. Then YOLO, spiked with synthetic marijuana or spice, began being sold around Salt Lake City. And more than 50 people here had been poisoned by the time the outbreak ended early last year. 40 people in North Carolina as well. The trail went cold until a former bookkeeper for that California company tipped off the Utah Poison Control Center. Thompson now faces up to 40 years in prison. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, some new rules for the vaping industry go into effect today in Utah. Vape shops have to post health warning signs beginning today, and only businesses with special licenses will be able to sell flavored vaping juices. The Utah Department of Health wanted the new rules to start earlier this month, but the deadline was pushed back to today so business owners could have time to comply.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is being expanded. Drop-off locations across the country will accept vaping devices and cartridges. This Minnesota sheriff says if you have any doubt, drop it off.
Anything you find in your house that you're worried about, take it to our locations on Saturday.
National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is set for this Saturday nationwide.
Times are a little tougher these days for Utah payday lenders. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the numbers. John?
Tim, stores are closing up shop, and those still in business are charging sky-high interest rates. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, one in four payday shops in the state have closed in the past 3 years. The industry says their misfortune is a result of the state's forward momentum. They say with Utah's strong economy, simply fewer people need payday loans. In terms of interest rates, the remaining shops have an average annual interest rate above 520%, and the highest rate charged last year was over 2,600%. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman, starting out cool this morning after the cold front that blew through over the weekend.
Winter storm over the weekend delivered plenty of snow, especially in the high elevations. Great numbers here for the resort Snowbird, a foot and a half of snow. And it was a foot at Alta, so this was really great news here. Got a lot of snow out of that storm system in the high elevations. And, of course, we had a taste of snow even here in the valleys.
Grant says a lighter storm today brings a few scattered showers to the Wasatch Front, and there's another little storm shaping up for the middle part of the week.
Utah Valley University has suspended a basketball player while a sexual assault investigation continues. 20-year-old Zachary Mogbo is accused of holding a woman against her will in a bathroom at a party and punching a man who tried to confront him. UVU says Mogbo was or has been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation.
We're now hearing the 911 tapes from last week's rescue involving a highway patrol trooper pulling a driver to safety just seconds before a front runner train smashed the man's car.
Through the emergency strip, up through the fence, and onto the train track, it appears.
That's one surprise commuter calling 911 to report a crash between Pages and Parrish Lanes off of I-15. In an instant, a UHP trooper rushed to the crash site to rescue the driver as the train blared its horn, smashing into the car seconds later. Luckily, that driver was not injured, but was unconscious from some sort of medical emergency prior to the crash. Another caller assured the operator that he was not involved in the crash, but was only a passerby. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Mail-in voting has already begun for the Salt Lake City mayoral election. And if you haven't decided yet, a debate is happening today at noon between Aaron Mendenhall and Luz Escamilla. We will broadcast it live as it's taking place right here at KSL Broadcast House. The Pioneer Park Coalition and the Other Side Academy are hosting the debate.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report. And back to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Right now, Amanda, delays on I-15 from Bangor Highway to 106 South, starting to thin a little bit. An earlier crash on southbound I-15 in Layton, still having an effect on drivers between Hillfield Road and Kaysville. Then it does thin out as you go further down into Farmington. Haven't seen the wet roads cause any big delays on I-80 through Parley's Canyon, but it is snowing a little bit up there. So prepare yourself for that as you drive through the canyons. No delays so far out of Tooele. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
U.S. troops are not coming home after all. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the U.S. troops withdrawing from northern Syria are not heading home, as President Trump said. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says they're being redeployed in Iraq.
To help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
Residents of northern Syria pelted U.S. troops with potatoes as they left today. A Bradley fighting vehicle rolled into the water at Fort Stewart, Georgia, leaving three soldiers dead. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says the Sunday morning accident happened during training.
Another three soldiers, also in the Bradley, were injured and evacuated.
The soldiers are part of the 1st Armored Brigade combat team. The oldest brother of Speaker Nancy Pelosi has died. Thomas D'Alessandro III was 90 and a former mayor of Baltimore. Their father also held that post in Pelosi's hometown. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will try to force an up or down vote in Parliament today on his Brexit deal with the European Union. This follows a weekend vote to further delay the exit. Parliament member John McDonnell thinks now's the time to leave.
I think the rest of the EU have probably given up on us. They're getting a bit cross. So you might as well leave in good company.
The EU agreed on an exit agreement last week. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.